Hi, my name is Elliot Fulham, and you are listening to Horror Homeschool. I hope you enjoy.
Clean off your plate, wash the blood off the table. It's time for school, Horror Homeschool. It's time for Ashley to get her learn on. It's time for school, Horror Homeschool. If Chris gets murdered, it's not Ashley's fault. It's time for school, Horror Homeschool. Freddy, Chucky, Chase, and Michael are heroes. Let us die for Horror Homeschool, Horror Homeschool. Zombies, dead eyes, bumps in the night. They're all here to give you a bright Horror Homeschool, Horror Homeschool. Well, sit tight, wear your brown pants. This has been your last chance. It's time for school, Horror Homeschool. It's too late now.
Heidi ho, welcome back to Horror Homeschool. I'm Chris.
And I'm Ash.
Did that throw you off?
Well, Heidi ho threw me off.
It's the perfect intro now for this season. It's got to be done. So, how are you, Ash?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm full. I'm kind of in a food coma right now. I've just been out for a big meal at Nando's. I guess you guys don't have them over there.
Probably not.
But yeah, it's like a chicken place, which isn't the best for a vegetarian. So I just had mac and cheese. But yeah, I'm feeling a bit sick now from it all. But apart from that, I'm okay.
Probably didn't get the bubble guts, huh?
Oh, dude, oh, we know all about the bubble guts. Like we are the bubble gut pod. In fact, we did discuss that on the Patreon recently. I was at a horror convention. Yeah, and I had a spicy pizza the day before. And I had to sit at panels for like 7 hours straight, and I had the bubble guts, and it was not fun. But anyway, we're not here today to talk about my bubble guts. We are here today to continue our Child's Play franchise coverage with the sequel, Child's Play 2. And we are joined by a special guest. You may have just heard his dulcet tones there from the Beyond the Ether podcast. Welcome to the pod, D-Note. What's going
Oh,
on?
shucks. Thank you.
Oh, thanks
What's
for
up?
coming on. How are you, man?
I'm great. Things are good.
Is that how you'd like to be referred to, or real
I don't
name?
care. I've been called worse.
We'll go with David. D-Note's
That's
cool,
fine.
but we'll do it casual.
Yeah.
What are you up to, man? You've been recording recently.
Yeah, I did an episode earlier, so I'm a little still, I'm in the heat, so.
You're on a roll. You're
Awesome.
in pod mode.
Yeah.
What did you do it on?
I talked to writer, director, and star of Frankie Maniac Woman.
Nice.
It's on theaters right now in the LA area.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time out to speak with us about this movie. But before we talk about Child's Play, we want to get to know you as a horror fan first and foremost.
Rubro.
So, wait, what's your horror movie journey? Were you a late starter or
No, I
like an
was
early
probably
bloomer?
too young, honestly.
What was the first horror movie you saw?
Faces of Death.
Right, I don't know much about this. All I know
I
is
don't
there's
either.
a new movie, but
So
is it like a
essentially, it'll make
smut
you.
thing?
Yeah, it started off like that. Yeah. So basically, it's going to make you shit your pants. So back in the. Fuck, when was it? Late 70s, maybe early 80s, I think it came out. Maybe in the 80s. I forget. I forgot the timestamp of it. But it was basically a smut film of like this doctor getting all of these like different footage of people dying like on screen. So like people getting hit by trains, electrocutions, crazy shit like that. So my brother at the time, he's 4 years older than I am, so I was somewhere between like 5 and 7. I don't remember exactly what, which year it was, but he rented the movie at the local mom and pa shop. This is back when we had VHSs and stuff. So we go on a little family trip. My mom rents it for him, but there's on the box there's no cover. There's no like not really any description about it either. It's just like a skull, and it says Faces of Death on it. So
I remember that image. It's really cool.
yeah.
I
So
remember that
big red
image.
flag.
This was available in shops to rent.
Yeah, it was actually when it first came out, it was like a dirty secret. Like, you're not supposed to watch it, You had to like ask for it for them to like
That
show it
was
to
like
you.
under the counter sort of
Yeah,
thing.
kind of like porn, you
Like
know? It was like
behind
you
a
had to go behind
curtain?
the, yeah,
Yeah,
where the good
okay.
stuff was kept, you know? And
That's crazy that they were actually like, renting real deaths out to people.
yeah.
Interesting.
Although later on it was debunked as it's all fake, but
Oh,
it
it was
looked real.
fake. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but everybody thought he was real for like many, many years.
Right. Okay.
That's
That's awesome. That's
especially
cool.
the monkey scene where they do like a dissection of it, but like on the skull. So it looked like they were like literally like peeling the monkey's head and then like
Oh,
chipping at the skull and then taking the brain out. It looked real. It looked crazy at the time, but
I don't know if I can
it
watch
ended up being
that.
like cauliflower and stuff like that. It was crazy.
That's
Um,
insane. So this was
yeah.
like obviously before Rotten.com. Do you remember
I was gonna
that?
just
Way
say
before. That
Rotten.com, yeah. That
because
was real.
that was like 90, 91 or something like that. It was many moons ago. I'm dating myself here. So I ran to my room. So they're watching this, and my mom has no idea what this movie is. My brother did though, because he heard it from school. And so she's like pissed at my brother now because she's watching a smut film. So I sneak out of my room. I start watching it. It fucking terrifies me because I've never seen anybody like die on screen like that, because it's some wicked stuff. Like when you even now you're still kind of like, what the hell am I watching?
That's an insane first film to see, first horror film to
Yeah,
see.
I know, I know. So I was,
Jesus.
it fucked me up at first, and then my mom had to like go into the room and was like, calm me down. And she's like, look, it's just like it's fake, it's Hollywood stuff, like it's not real. They're not gonna come and get you, blah blah blah, the whole spiel. And a light bulb kind of like went on in my head. I'm like, oh, it's fake. Like, how do they do that then? After that, I started becoming more interested in like, the horror genre and all that stuff, So then I started watching all the classics, Not like super old classics, but like I'm talking like 80s slashers and stuff like that,
Hell
So
yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street and all those goodies, all the good stuff.
Have you
Wow.
seen the new Faces of Death?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Is
Is
it?
it?
Okay.
Yeah,
I like
it's like,
Barbie Ferreira.
yeah, I didn't know who she was until I watched it. I'm like, oh, she's good.
Hasn't it got
It's
the
a
guy from Stranger Things in it?
yeah. It's a good take on it. It's not like an actual remake. It's just a reimagination of like, I can't give away anything away, but
Is it
it's
almost
kind
like
of like a
a bit meta?
yes,
Okay.
kind
Nice.
of.
I'm gonna watch it.
I liked it. I thought it was good. It wasn't the best film, but it was good.
Just before we move on, I've been looking around your room because David's on cam here and I can see in his horror room. And at the back there, you have the Fanta cans with the horror movie characters on, right? I collected some of them for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Ash has a bugbear with me. And my collection of like Fanta bottles, because when Beetlejuice 2 came out, right, there was a whole line of Beetlejuice Fantas, and I kind of went a bit crazy and bought every single version of it. Like I got all the
Yeah.
cans with all the different characters, all the small bottles with all the characters, and all the big bottles with all the characters. Like, so I've got all of these displayed in my horror collection with all my Beetlejuice
So
stuff,
I was mad. I
all
sorry.
unopened.
Yeah.
So, but Ash absolutely hates this. She hates the fact that I've got unopened soda on display.
I
I
don't
think
know what it
just
one of them
kind
is,
of weirds me out. Is that, are
yeah, I have
yours
one of them
open
that's
or?
some of those are open, but I think I have like one or two that are closed.
Yes. So you're on my side. Well, half on my
That's
side.
okay. Yeah, I know. I don't know what my deal is about that, but that like that was so
Virtual high
bad.
five, buddy.
Yeah. See, we're true
See,
collectors.
yeah,
Yeah, I
see,
know. I
we're
know.
already
I'm a
friends.
poser. Sorry.
By any
that
means necessary.
I just had to mention that because that's so funny. Yeah, the
That
Fanta
is
collection.
hilarious. I was so mad I didn't get the Michael Myers Fanta, but I do
Yeah.
have the theatrical cup of it.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
The
nice.
the
So I
Michael
scored
one
that one.
was hard to find. Stuff like that's
It
hard to
sold out
find
all the time. Yeah.
in the UK. It's hard to find horror stuff because we don't tend to get it. But they had, I think they had all the others that you have there, the Grabber, Megan,
Okay.
Chucky.
I do gotta say though, for the UK, you guys have been making a lot of horror films lately though.
Oh yeah, the scene's definitely on the rise. Like we just don't get as much cool merch, because we don't have
Gotcha.
Spirit Halloween and all
Right, that
that.
sucks.
Bummer for you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so funny, like every October I send Ash to her spirit Halloween with like a list of things I want, and she FaceTimes me when she's there, and I'm like, all right, I want that, 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 and that, and I send the money, and she goes and buys them, and she's just still got
Ship
like loads of stuff because the shipping's too
it
expensive, and
out.
I'm due to go over there and visit her at some point, hopefully next year when I can bring all this stuff back, but it's probably a lot by now, isn't it? I'm so sorry you
That's
kept
all
having to
right.
hold of that, but
Terrible friend.
yeah. But I was gonna say about the Chucky Fanta, right? Have you tasted that one?
It
Have
was
you drunk
okay. I can't drink too much though because I'm diabetic. So
They do.
I actually gave away most of it.
It's all sugar-free here, all the soda, because we have
They
a
didn't have the
thing.
sugar-free ones.
We have a thing here called the sugar tax, which is as ridiculous as it sounds. And basically, all products with sugar in get a big tax on it. So all
Whoa.
companies over here make stuff with artificial sweetener in rather than sugar to avoid the sugar tax and keep the cost down. So all of our soda tastes like shit. So
So instead of diabetes, you get cancer. Sick.
yeah, yes, exactly.
That's
But
so cool.
it's more profitable for companies, so there you go.
Yep.
But yeah,
Yeah, fuck us. Because,
the Chucky one's like a berry flavor and it tasted like shit. I was very disappointed.
Well,
Anyway.
diet flavored stuff is just terrible.
It is.
Most of it, yeah.
I'm a Coke Pepsi Zero
Thank
girl.
you.
Well,
That's and now I think we're best
since
friends.
I converted you from Coca-Cola, because you were a
He
Coke
did.
fiend for a
I
while,
was.
and I was Pepsi, and we had this ongoing feud, Coke versus Pepsi, and I was like, nah, it's Pepsi's way better.
Because I was a
It
Coke
is.
Zero girl to the end, and then Coke did something that I was not very appreciative of, and I transferred over to Pepsi. However, I'm a huge icy person, and so I had a Pepsi icy one time, and I was like, it was game changer. I was like, Coke ices are cool, but Pepsi was like the best, and now I pretty much strictly only drink Pepsi.
Bravo.
And now I want a Pepsi. Everyone loves a
I
Pepsi.
So, moving on, because we could talk about random shit all day.
know.
Ash, you've got a set of questions that we always ask our special guests to get to know you
Bravo. I
even more
sure
about
do.
horror movie tastes. So, do you want to do the honors?
Alrighty. So we always love coming in hot. Chris's nickname is Hot Take Field because he always has hot takes. So what is a horror movie that you hate?
So, and my co-host hates this, but I do not support the Conjuring series at all.
Oh,
Like, not even a little
interesting.
bit. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not the biggest
Yeah,
Conjuring
you're not.
fan either, to be honest. I really don't like the first film. I like the second one because I like the nun.
I haven't watched, I think I've only watched the first one. I don't even support the rest of them out of
Interesting, huh?
principle. I have a reason for that is because I grew up in a haunted house.
Nice.
So I don't like the fact that the Warrens, is that who they are? That they faked everything just to make money.
Yeah.
So I don't support that at all.
That's a good reason.
Again,
That is a
yeah, I
good
mean,
reason.
I've seen a ghost and shit, so like
Hell yeah,
for
tell
them
us
to.
about that.
So in the early settlement of where I grew up, apparently the house that or the property that we lived on used to be like a mortuary.
Oh, nice.
And so they revamped it to an actual house.
Nice.
And so, we would always see shit all the time or hear stuff. I saw this old lady walking by me one time and scared the
Fuck
fuck out
yeah.
of
That sounds
me.
terrifying.
Yeah, but she didn't even look at me or nothing. She just walked, or floated by kind of,
Was she like transparent? Like, was it like a classic ghost or did it just like a
Yeah,
person?
it cut off like to her knees.
Whoa. That's
Yeah, and
so
then she went through
like
the wall.
common. I've heard that so much
Fuck.
where it's like
Yeah.
it's either they see only the bottom legs or they only see the top part and it's always cut off of the legs.
Yeah, I have a weird theory
That's
about
crazy.
ghosts.
What's your
Like,
theory?
so, and obviously, I'm no scientist, I can't prove shit. So you know how there and on Earth there's like so many different pockets of like stronger magnetic like forces, right? Like on the land. So ghosts, you know how like our energy leaves our body as soon as we die. And then they can't explain where it goes. I feel like sometimes like it gets sucked into the parts of the land, like kind of like a vinyl record.
Oh,
So
yeah.
you kind of get stuck there for like a while. So that's why you'll see like the same people kind of floating by, or you'll hear voices and shit. It's just because like they can't leave for a while.
And the stone tape theory as
I was
well.
just about to say that it's like very similar to that. Like, the other day I was talking to my brother about that and telling him about how like we're all energy and when we die, we're energy still. And like he's like, "Oh, you're just into some woo-woo shit." And I'm like,
Energy
"No,
doesn't
dude, like it's
energy doesn't dis
true."
dis yeah. It
Exactly.
just transfers.
Yeah, you can't. It can't be what created or destroyed. It just always is. Like, so yeah, no,
Anyway.
I believe in that too. Or like it could just be like a something like a time slip or a dimension slip.
I think there's
I
so many different possibilities.
yeah, I definitely
I
believe in all
can't,
that.
yeah, I can't agree on just one thing.
Did you see that they're this is gonna be crazy. I'm not gonna try and get into it too much. However, they just released a bunch of UFO files over here,
Yes,
so
Tom DeLonge has just commented on it.
I'm gonna be doing some
Tom
watching
DeLonge just put up
tonight.
a video on his Instagram. I was like, hell
Oh, I
yeah.
bet he's giddy as fuck.
He is, he's really excited, yeah.
Yeah, so I do not support The Conjuring whatsoever. I will die on the hill. I don't care what anybody says.
No, that makes sense because like to be honest, I didn't really know much about the Warrens when The Conjuring came out. I wasn't up until like, what was it, Chris? Maybe the third one where we watched that documentary. And that's when it kind of started talk. Did
Oh,
the doc?
the Glatzel family.
Yeah, where it started talking about that. And so I didn't really know a lot about how they like faked a lot of stuff or how they like sort of preyed on like families who had like some stuff in it, but they like amplified it or whatever. So I didn't know all that until like the third Conjuring, and then so I completely understand why he would
And
die on
And the annoying
that
thing
hill.
is, like, the actors that play them are so good and so
So
nice,
good.
and their relationship's just so sweet.
But
And
in real
it's
life they
probably,
were just like pieces of shit.
totally.
All right, well, that's a good one. What is a horror movie you think is overrated?
There's a lot of shit that's overrated these days.
No. I know that's for sure.
There's so much out right now, it's like ridiculous.
Everything's
But it's
like that. Every new film that comes out, it's like, this is the scariest film you'll
I
ever see.
know. And there's
I'm
been
like,
some that I watched in theaters and I was so disappointed.
me too. Me too.
Some people said Weapons is overrated, and I loved
Me.
Weapons.
Yeah,
I thought Weapons was overrated.
we both are in the overrated camp for Weapons. Like
Okay. Yeah.
it was a fine film, but it wasn't like as good as everyone was going on about, I don't
I just
think.
like the way it was shot. Like, I thought it was shot very well. So, as far as
Oh,
like
I can give you
storytelling
that.
goes.
Yeah, no, I liked the way it was shot too. I can't stand a lot of the way a lot of these films are made these days because it's just the tone and the like lighting, it's just like
Yeah.
awful. It makes me so angry. Like
Yeah.
when I'm watching older films, I'm like, golly, this is like so good. And then you put on
About
like
the
new
film we're
films and
about
you're
to
just like,
talking about that cinematography and how it looks
oh yeah.
compared
Okay,
to
anyway, yeah, we'll
modern
get there.
films.
Okay, what is a horror movie you think is underappreciated?
I would say Rob Zombie's Halloween, the first one.
Nice.
I
Yeah.
like that one. I actually like it more than like even the ones that came out after. Because like if you think about it, the trilogy that came out after was just a retelling of all the Halloweens put together. Like for the most part.
It's funny actually that David Gordon Green trilogy, I mean, bar the last one, kind of, and it had elements of like four, five, and six.
Yeah. They
Do you know
put
what I
all that
mean?
story into like one into like two movies. It was weird. I was like, I mean, they were just okay, but I don't know. So I think underrated is definitely the Rob Zombie's Halloween.
How do you feel about the second one?
Hated it. I
I
like
haven't seen
parts of
it.
it, but the ending was so bad for me. I couldn't. I watched it in theaters,
Yeah,
but me and my buddy
I've
went.
heard some stuff about it.
Yeah, I saw it in the cinema, and yeah, I just remember thinking, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? This is garbage. Yeah.
Because like obviously you go in expecting Halloween 2 remake, and then it wasn't that at all. No.
Right. It was a weird ending. I was like, what the fuck's going
Yeah.
on?
I can't wait till we talk about that film, Ash, because We've done almost all the Halloween movies on the pod,
Okay.
but we haven't done H2O and Resurrection and the Rob Zombie ones.
I would
So.
be down for a Rob Zombie season because I recently watched House of a Thousand Corpses and what's the other one?
Devil's Rejects?
Deviled Rejects and loved them. So I would be
I gotta
down for a
watch
Rob
it.
Zombie.
It's been so long since I watched, I think, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't remember
Good.
it. I'm trying to get Bill
Everybody
Mosley.
was
That's what I'm trying to get.
everybody kept to like telling me, "Oh, don't watch it. It's too much, all
I
this
don't think I
stuff."
liked it when I first saw it.
Yeah, like everybody was like, "Just don't do it, don't do it." And I was like, "Okay." And so like one day I was like, "I'm gonna do it." And
I
I
just
watched it.
thought
I was like,
it would be
"Oh."
your jam. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I just thought, oh, this
Yeah.
isn't an Ash film. But
It
obviously, I
ended
was
up
wrong.
being an Ashman. Yeah. Okay. What is a horror movie you love?
I'm a big Romero guy. So, George A. Romero. Like, so I like, well, Night of the Dead, I feel like is a little overrated too. Only because, like, there's like weird stuff about it that I was kind of like, eh. But Dawn and Day, I love those films. Like, I can watch them like constantly.
The gore in the, like,
British.
the practical effects are insane in them.
And plus, like, well, even with Night also, but like the social commentary on him as well, they really, he could really like blend in a lot of stuff, like not just gore, but like, stuff that's happening in society and like how we
Yeah,
deal with each other and shit.
there were more than just zombie films, really, weren't there?
Yeah, so I got it holds a big place in my heart, which is
I think
weird.
I've only seen Dawn of the Dead out of those. I get scared of zombies for some reason. Like, zombies for some reason, just
It's my
like,
favorite.
I can watch Shaun of the Dead. I love that movie. Like, I can do comedy to zombies. For some reason, I don't know. There's just something about zombies and diseases that like really freaks me out because I think it could really happen. And I think that's
Well,
why I like
especially
super,
diseases, yeah.
yeah. So that's why
Yeah.
I like supernatural stuff or like ghost stuff because I'm like, that's whatever.
Yeah.
Or like demonic possession or whatever. Like, I'm good with
I'm supposed
that,
to be
but
a zombie next month too.
that's awesome. That's so
Dude,
sick.
I was
So,
a zombie last year in a film.
are you a zombie,
Oh,
teenage
sick.
zombie?
Yeah, it's coming out this year. It's called Bloodstream. It's a horror anthology movie. And
Okay.
I'm in the section called the Ninth Circle. And yeah, I got done up with special effects like a zombie
So
and
excited.
yeah,
Hell yeah.
it
You gotta
was
send
I
me
will be
the
watching that.
Yeah, send me like the info when it comes out. I want to check it out.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll send you some pictures as well when we're done of me all dressed up. But yeah, it was a fun night. I got squibbed and everything. Spoilers, I guess, but yeah, I get
I
shot and yeah, blood comes out of me. It's fun.
don't want to announce what I'm supposed to be in yet, but maybe off camera.
Hell yeah.
All right, that sounds cool.
You left out, Ash. You need to join us in the zombie horde.
No, you know me.
Hell
I'm okay with being behind the scenes. But I
yeah.
think I'm gonna start watching zombie movies to desensitize myself from my fear.
Yeah,
I'll
we
just have
might
to
have
do
a
that.
Romero season coming up
There
next
we
year,
go. Yeah,
maybe.
we'll have to
Yeah.
do it. So if I'll do it for the pod. Like, Chris has definitely opened my eyes to certain things that I probably wouldn't have watched previously.
Yeah.
So and I have not this talking about Chucky, but I have not seen this second Child's Play, so it's
Yeah.
opening my eyes to some stuff.
Just a bit of background info on the pod for David.
Oh yeah.
When we started the pod, I don't know, is it 3 or 4 years ago now? I don't know how long ago
Oh
it was.
Jesus, I don't even know.
It was during COVID, so it was probably even longer than that. But yeah, basically Ash was raised quite a sheltered kid, so she wasn't allowed to watch scary things.
I was homeschooled.
So
Ooh.
hence the title of the podcast. But
Yeah.
yeah, so this was kind of my opportunity to school her on horror movies, basically, and we'd
Open the universe.
watch all these films and introduce her to a whole new way of life. And you've more than caught up now, and I think you've seen almost as many as me. But the
It's been an amazing thing. Like, it's so weird to say because it's just like a lot of people are just like, oh, horror films, but it's like horror films have changed my life. They have made me more like I feel brave. I feel a lot more confident in things. Like, I'm not like I used to be so scared of the dark. I was so scared of death. Like, all that kind of stuff. And now I'm just like, meh. It is what it is. Because
But
I feel like
the
horror
cool thing
films
of
have really helped.
yeah, the cool thing about horror films though is like you can put anything in horror films and it makes sense. You know, like
That's
you can
true.
put a love story, you can put, racism, like fucking whatever, and like it all like blends in somehow. You can't always do that in like other, categories.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no genre like it. No other movie genre has subgenres like this. You know, the way that it expands on so many different subgenres is just, it's crazy. It's why we love it, the
I love it
diversity
so
of
much.
horror, you know.
Any given day, like, I'll be like, you know what? I'm in the mood for something funny, and you can find a funny horror film, or I'm in the mood for something sad, and you could find a really sad horror film. And it's just like, you know, it really just matches all of the genres and all the tones and all the feelings. Okay, so what's a horror movie you can watch over and over?
I'm a sucker for slashers,
Yeah.
especially early slashers.
Hell yeah.
And when I say early
Speaking our
slashers, I
language.
mean like 70s and 80s.
Yes, that's
So,
our eras.
yeah, so I can watch like all the classic stuff, like well, all the big baddies, right? So, Jason, Freddy, like Michael. I can watch. If you told me one day, like, hey, let's watch. Well, let's just watch the Friday the 13th series. Like, let's have a sit down and have some beer and fucking sit and watch them all. I'd
Oh,
be like, dude, I'm super
music to my
down.
ears. Yes.
Yeah.
Best day
I'd be
ever.
like, yeah, it'd be like the fucking coolest thing ever.
What's
So
your
I can.
opinion on the Friday 13th TV show that's coming out?
I'm excited for it. I think Peacock's gonna do a good job. It might not be as gory as we want it to be, but I think the storytelling's gonna be there.
I mean, isn't A24 involved?
Are they?
Or is
No, I think
that
that's
something
Texas.
else?
That's Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
they
thought
bought
they
the
were
rights
on the
to that.
Friday. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful for it, but I just think, well, what's the story to tell? Is Pamela going to be killing people? Is that the thread? Like, you know.
There isn't a go back and forth in time. So, like, there's going to be an adult Jason, there's going to be the young Jason.
Oh, okay. You know my
Okay.
love
Interesting. for Pamela Voorhees.
Oh yeah, I love me some Pam as well. I just didn't know how it was going to
She's my
work
woman.
with
Linda
in like a
Cardellini.
prequel. Well, no, just the character herself.
Well,
Like, I love her so. But yes,
she's in
Linda
a,
Cardellini.
yeah,
Woo! Did you
she's
see that
in
video I sent you, Chris, earlier of her dancing in Grandma's Boy?
I did. I've never
Oh,
seen that film. I was like, what
well,
is
you need to watch
this?
that film because she's wonderful in that film. Okay. What's a horror movie that surprised you?
Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare.
Yes, good
I actually
shout.
like. There's like some people that hated it. I actually liked it a lot.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a
It's
lot.
great.
It's dark. It's something that you would not think of what a Peter Pan movie should be like.
It's fucked up. It kind of
Yeah.
ripped off it a little bit as well in certain moments, I think. But
They took influences from it. They took influences from the Joker.
it's one of those
Dark Knight
British
trilogy.
horror movies that are like retelling the
The
classic Disney,
Pooniverse.
the Pooniverse.
Yep, that's
Yeah.
right.
And honestly, like I, for the most part, like them. You know, I think they've done a really good job with just making it fun. But yeah, that one was, it was surprising. You're right. Like, and I just throw it on as I do with all these, you know, trashy slashes, not expecting much. And my poor partner has to sit there and suffer while I watch all these shit horror films.
Yeah.
And she actually turned to me at the end and was like, she was watching it, which usually she's on a phone or whatever, but she actually watched this film and she was like, that was really good. I really enjoyed that. So that
Yeah.
surprised me that she liked it as well.
So far, I like the Pooniverse.
Yeah, one of the ones that I had to
Most
turn
of
off the other day because it was so bad.
them.
I don't think it was Pooniverse. Dead Walk, it was called.
Which sucks because I've had Elena Desmond on the show before.
Oh, she's what else is she in? Is she in like a Popeye film?
Nah, she's been on a bunch of other stuff,
I can't
but
remember.
not Popeye.
Yeah, so she's really good. I like her. That was the reason why I put it on, because like, oh, I
Right,
saw her in
that's same here,
something.
yeah.
I saw her in something before and she was really good. So I'll put it on. But yeah, I couldn't, honestly.
Honestly,
I
I
couldn't
got
get
like
through it.
halfway through, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Nice
Hilarious.
girl, nice person though. She's cool to talk to if you guys get her.
Yeah, she's hot as well.
Yeah, not
So
bad on the eyes.
all right. What is a horror movie guilty pleasure?
Ooh, juicy.
Pooniverse.
I know, right? This is actually kind of a twofer for me. Well, one of them's kind of a joke. So not horror, but a guilty pleasure I'll put on every now and then. I'll put on Howard the Duck.
I
Trying to talk to Ash
recently
about Howard
experienced
the
that movie for the first time,
I know it's like
maybe
one of the
2 months
worst films of all
ago.
time, but I still love the movie.
I turned to my boyfriend and asked him, because he was the one that was like, "Yeah, I watched this as a kid. Let's watch it." I was like, "Okay," and I was like, "What the fuck was this movie?"
I
That
don't give a fuck what you say. I love
was
that movie.
crazy.
I
That
have
movie's
never seen it.
insane. I've
You're
never
not
seen
missing
it.
much.
But
You're not missing much.
I'm a big fan of the character. I love the comics.
Yeah,
I've
it's nothing like the comic.
fun fact, I own the exact Howard the Duck comic that was in Halloween 1978. Not the same one, but obviously the
Yeah.
same one. Not the screen used one.
That's
But
awesome.
yeah, there's a scene where Tommy is sat on the couch with Lindsay and he has a stack of comics next to him. And the one on the top there is the Howard the Duck comic, and I found out which issue it was and tracked it down, and yeah,
Oh wow.
I bought
This movie's
that for my
wild.
collection.
Such a
It's a real, real deep cut nerd thing,
Yeah.
that, isn't it?
I don't care what anybody says, I still love that movie.
I
So
need to
that's my
see it
guilty
now.
pleasure
I
as far
gotta
as like
see it.
comedy goes. Well, in comic. But anyway, for horror though, we just watched a movie recently here in the States called Crackoon. Have you guys heard of that?
I've seen that, I
I
think.
have not seen
It's
that.
ridiculous. It's like the craziest. It's so bad, but it's so good at the same time. You know? It's like one of those
That's
things where you're just
awesome.
like, yeah, it's I'm telling you, like there's like scenes where like the raccoon will like sneak up and shit. It's like so poorly madely, like in a 3D object. It's like so bad. You're just like, what the fuck am I? So
That
it's
sounds like
we were
something
just
we would
laughing the whole time.
definitely like, because we love these movies called Karis Hell, about a
What the
sentient
fuck? Oh, dude, you've got to watch the
unicorn
Carousel
Karis,
films,
a
right?
unicorn from a carousel.
Yeah. This carousel, like, unicorn horse thing, like, comes to life and just murders people.
That's
And,
fantastic.
oh, it's a trilogy. Jetta Flux is in the third one, so that's reason enough to watch
We had
it.
her on the show, yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
we've
she's
had her on
amazing.
this one. Oh, isn't
Oh,
she amazing?
she's
She's
the
awesome.
best.
Yeah. Shout out to Jetta
I'm in love with
Flux.
her.
Oh, so
Aren't we
cool.
all? And then the other series that I would rec or the other movies, two movies that I would recommend would be Psycho Ape and Psycho Ape 2.
Oh yeah. Have you seen the Psycho 8 films? Oh
No,
dude.
but now I
Oh
have to.
god. That is your
Oh, they're
horror homeschool
so good.
homework. Psycho 8 and Carousel.
Yep.
You gotta send me this list of stuff I gotta watch
I
because
will. I
I got a
will.
lot
I'll
of time
send
on
you.
my hands,
Wasn't
especially
Psycho
the
Ape 2 like our favorite movie of what, 2000? Was it 2024?
Yes.
It's one of the best sequels to a movie, in my
Yes.
opinion.
Honestly, like if you like mad horror shit, you're gonna love Psycho Ape
If you
and
like something named Raccoon, you're gonna
yeah.
like something named
Yeah.
Carousel.
I was surprised I
So,
didn't see it because because we had her on the show and I was surprised I didn't look it up. Yeah,
Tubi. we've made
Oh,
some
okay.
really good friends through Psycho Ape as well. Like we're friends with the writer and director, Addison. We've had him on the pod.
So nice. And I met him in real life actually too. I
Yes,
got to
you
go
have. You went to
watch
a
a
screening.
screening of Psycho Ape at this little tiny video store in Austin, and it was
Oh, cool.
awesome. It was so cool.
Shout out to Bill Whedon as well, who's in those films. We're friends with him.
Psycho Ape.
We love Bill. Bill recently had a cameo in an episode of South Park,
I think it
which
was
is
two
the
episodes of South Park.
wildest fucking thing ever.
It was insane.
Because so I know we're rambling here, but so Bill was in Carlito's Way as an extra. You know that it's
Oh,
an
okay.
Al Pacino film. So he was an extra in that. And for some reason, Matt and Trey that do South Park must have spotted his little cameo in that and thought it would be funny to put that character in a couple of episodes of South Park. And yeah, it's clearly him in those
That's so
episodes.
cool.
But yeah, anyway, yeah, watch
Wild.
Psycho Ape 1 and
Anyways,
2.
yes,
Fuck
definitely.
yeah.
Okay, and then last one is horror movie you should have seen by now.
Obviously, like Psycho 8, Carousel.
Yep, there we go.
No, I was gonna say because I haven't been in the movies lately, like that much lately, because I've been like, there's been so much going on with me. I still want to see The Mummy, Lee Cronin's The Mummy.
We've just done an episode on that.
I heard it was good, so I don't know.
It was very brutal. Like,
It
there's
was
some, like,
right, that's why I heard it was
disgusting bits in it.
good.
Didn't work for me as a film, but if you like gore, and if you obviously if you like his Evil Dead film, you're gonna love it because it's basically
Okay.
that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard, yeah.
I liked it. I did enjoy it. I would watch it again for sure. All right, that's it with
Oh,
that.
amazing. Well,
Yeah.
we've certainly got to know you as a horror movie fan. So let's talk about the reason why we've gathered here today. And that is to talk about our friend Till the End, Chucky. Child's Play 2. So this was released in America on November the 9th, 1990, exactly 3 years to the day since the first Child's Play. Don Mancini returned to write it, but this time this was directed by John LaFia. He basically did nothing else.
So he wrote the reimagination of Child's Play 2019.
Oh, he wrote that.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks for picking up on that, David.
I had to look it up. I was like, who directed this? Because I knew it wasn't what's the name from the first one?
I just looked at what he directed. I didn't see if he did
Yeah.
any writing. That's interesting. Okay, so the synopsis is as follows. While Andy's mother is admitted to a psychiatric hospital, the young boy is placed in foster care, and Chucky, determined to claim Andy's soul, is not far behind. Yeah, I guess so. So, spoiler warning for Child's Play 2. We're going to be talking about it in full spoiler detail. So, if you haven't seen this film by now, what are you doing, first and foremost? But yeah, go watch it before you listen to us talk about it. It's available to rent in the UK on Amazon Prime. What about you guys in America?
I had to buy mine on Prime. I didn't have to buy it, but I was
Yeah,
like,
I had to rent it.
I was like, I could have rented it for $4. I was like, I might as well just own it for 15, you know?
Yeah, I rented it for $4.
Ash, you need to buy the box set for this franchise,
I
seriously.
know.
I know.
It's cheap on Amazon, I'm sure.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
So, we're gonna go through some bits of trivia that I've pulled up, and then we'll talk about what we thought about the movie. So Chris Sarandon was originally going to reprise his role as Detective Mike Norris from the first film, but his scenes were cut due to budgetary issues.
That's stupid.
So, Catherine Hicks, why did she not return to do Child's Play 2? So, there were rumours that she was pregnant by her husband, Kevin Yeager, who was actually the animatronic operator of the Chucky doll. But the simple fact was that the director wanted to take the story in a new direction, and the direction didn't include her character aside from a courtroom scene at the start, where she was sent to a mental institution. But yeah, despite her not being on the film, she was constantly on set to visit her husband.
That's cute.
But yeah, the original script had an opening court scene dealing with the events of the previous film. There was a scene where the remains of Chucky's burned body are stored in an evidence locker, and then it was taken to the executives of PlayPal's company to rebuild it. And
Which
the
makes no sense.
yes. Elements of the locker scene popped up later on in the franchise in Bride of Chucky, and a similar courtroom scene popped up in Curse of Chucky. The good guy doll, Tommy, is actually named after original Child's Play director Tom Holland. John LaFia felt the movie should be primarily shot from a child's perspective, and more specifically, Andy's and Chucky's perspectives. To achieve this effect, he used a very wide lens, low angles, bright colours, and depth of field. And he said he felt like that's how the world looked through a child's eyes. And I think he did a pretty good job at achieving that. It certainly looks that way. Unlike the original, all of Brad Dourif's dialogue was recorded prior to principal photography to ensure perfect lip synchronisation of the doll on set. Recordings of his voice were played back for Alex Vincent to go by. That's pretty sick. At 84 minutes, this is the shortest film in the series. For promoting the movie, marketing included a promotional 900 telephone number, which allowed fans to hear the voice of Chucky. The number received 40,000 calls in just 1 month.
Wow.
That's some good marketing.
Yeah.
Ride or Die, Ryan will appreciate this bit of trivia because it's Seinfeld related. So, in later seasons of Seinfeld, in which Grace Zabriskie plays Mrs. Ross after playing Grace Poole in this film, a copy of Child's Play 2 can be spotted on the shelf in Jerry's apartment where he keeps his VHS tapes.
And she's also in Twin Peaks as Laura Palmer's mom. So it's all connected.
Christine Elise was 25 years old when the film was released, although her character Kyle is supposed to be 17 years old. So
Kyle.
basically standard 90s horror movie casting for a teenager.
Mm I'm almost 40. Oh, can you play a 13-year-old? Crazy.
In order to make Chucky's speech more advanced than the original movie, and to make his speech like more realistic, his face was filmed at 18 frames a second instead of the usual 24, and then sped up in post to match with the footage. Movie magic, I love it. A few cool throwbacks to our beloved Universal monsters here. During the climax, the factory worker is seen watching Frankenstein on the TV. In the sequel, Bride of Chucky, there is Bride of Frankenstein footage being played on the TV in a certain scene. And another one here. So, although sets have typically been open space above to allow for lighting and sound equipment, LaFear specifically requested that the audience would be able to see the ceiling in the frame to provide a sense of realism. Inspired by Orson Welles, who was the first to do this, LaFear also wanted more bigger, more fluid angles and moody atmosphere than the original, and studied movies like The Invisible Man. And the final bit of Universal Monster trivia. Most of the movie sets and interiors were constructed in Stage 28 at Universal. What is that most famous for, Ash?
Wait, which one?
Dun, dun, dun.
Stage 28 at Universal?
Oh, I don't know.
The Phantom of the Opera stage, where
Oh,
they
okay. I
filmed
didn't know.
Phantom of the Opera in 1925.
I
Bit of
probably did know that
trivia.
and
Yeah.
forgot, of course.
You
Sorry.
knew it at the time when I told you on
Yes.
the
We're not mad, just
podcast.
disappointed.
It's okay.
Andy's jacket in the finale is the same outfit that Miko Hughes wore in Kindergarten Cop.
I don't think I've seen that. Is that the one with the
Arnold, right?
Arnold?
Yeah. Get to
I
the
love.
chopper.
Phil's death was achieved with a classic film trick called the reverse pull. Essentially, he would begin the shot already dangling in his death position and then pulled upwards out of frame by a rope tied around him, and then the footage was played backwards, creating the uncanny illusion of the neck breaking. Love it. Jenny Agutter, who played the role of the foster mum, has disowned this film and hates it. She said it was one of the worst filming experiences she's ever had, and she was particularly disappointed when a lot of her best scenes were left on the cutting room floor, reducing Joanne to a practically minor character.
Well,
Womp womp.
don't care much for her either.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'd cut her out, it's fine.
Yeah.
So this was the second and last Child's Play film to open at number one at domestic box.
Makes
And
sense.
finally, Brad Dourif admits that he's never watched this film.
Even to this
Interesting.
day.
Yeah, well, according to IMDb. So that is all the trivia for this movie. So what is our relationship with this movie and our initial thoughts? David, do you want to go first? What's your relationship with the franchise also? Like, I was going to ask you, are you a big fan, but I can see two Chucky replica dolls there, so I know you're a big fan already. What's your favorite movie in the franchise?
First one.
First one.
Yeah, and only because, not to say that the second one's not good. It's just because, like, the first one, there was still element of, like, fear to where, like, because the first half of the movie, they don't really show him much, right? Like, he's always kind of in the background and, like, not, like, there's not that big reveal until, like, later on in the movie where he's kind of like, ta-da,
Yeah, it
and,
was almost like third act that he actually got the big reveal.
Yeah. Because you didn't know if the kid was just crazy, or like, or whatnot. So like, that's kind of what the feel they gave you was more of like, This is more of a psychological thing, you know? And then again, you know, the reveal comes. But the second one, that's when we get more of like the comedy, you know, Chucky. And because he's a funny character, you know. Everything he says is just so funny. And his voice, Brad Dourif's voice, is just so like cool. I don't
Oh, he
know.
makes it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
no,
can't
he's
imagine anyone else being Chucky,
right.
you know. He was born to play him. Have you seen the
And
TV series?
oh yeah, of course I
Do you
did.
like it?
Yeah, the first season especially. And then it kind of goes downhill after that. I still liked it. It just I didn't like how they didn't really have to like incorporate everything about the series. You know, like the entire lore of Chucky. Like they still brought in the characters from Seed and stuff like that. And I was kind of like, you didn't have to do that, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot that goes on in that TV series.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
not wanting to spoil it for Ash, because we will be covering that on the Patreon. But yeah, I don't know if I want to drop my hot take field yet. I think it might be a bit too early. Oh, what the hell, I'll do it. So my hot take on the Chucky franchise is that the TV series is my favorite thing about it. Like, I think that's the best part of the Chucky franchise.
Oh, all
That's a
right.
very hot take.
No, it's definitely good for sure.
Do you remember the first time you saw Child's Play 2?
Not the first time, no. I was still pretty young though. And I liked it. It was fun. Especially like Chucky has a little bit more personality this time, you know? Like
Yeah.
he still did on the first one. It was seeping out a little bit. But the second one, you know, he's talking more. He's a little more, I guess he's more of an asshole, you know, which I like.
Your first
Yeah,
bet is
because Chucky's always an asshole, so.
you get his maniacal laugh for the first time in two as well. Famous maniacal
He doesn't
laugh.
laugh like that on the first one?
No,
Oh, wow,
he
okay.
doesn't. No, but you're echoing my thoughts on, you know, comparison to the first one. It's a completely different film, really. What about you, Ash? What's your relationship with it? Initial thoughts?
First time watching it was on Sunday. I had rent it and I liked it. I thought it was fun. It was very bright and colorful. There's some decent kills on there. You know,
Kills
Chucky's
are okay.
funny. I really liked Kyle too. So,
Yeah, she was my favorite character.
overall I had a really good time watching it.
Sick. For me, first time I saw this was in my COVID lockdown horror binge when I watched a bunch of horror stuff that I haven't seen before. I watched the entire franchise, I think. And yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it wasn't quite as good as the first one because that had big shoes to fill. But yeah,
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was really entertaining. It's not one that I've revisited often, though. So it had been a couple of years since I've seen it. So I was looking forward to watching it this time. And yeah, I had a blast with it. I love it. I think it's such a fun time. So I want to talk about the story a little bit first. We touched on it briefly there, but it's so far-fetched, the start of this film. Like, what? First of all, like, how and why did the toy company get a hold of that doll, and want to refurbish him and put him back together again? Like,
Yeah.
was
That's
it
why I'm saying it doesn't make sense.
from what I
Yeah.
gathered, they wanted to prove that there was
That it
nothing
wasn't
wrong with the
defective.
doll.
But that still doesn't make sense. Like the
Like,
evidence wouldn't be like, oh yeah, go ahead, just take it. You know?
yeah, it's wild. Like, they were really clutching at the straws and coming up with a way to bring him back, and
That's not
that
how the law works.
yeah. I don't know in any world that this would have been a thing. But I don't know any other way that would have been good to bring him back, because let's be fair, that opening scene is badass.
Oh
Like,
yeah, totally.
yeah.
Especially
So
the titles, like where he's you get a zoom in on his eye and it comes out, and then they're scraping away at the teeth where he's got this like metal head, which totally wouldn't fly with a child's toy. Having like a die cast metal head or whatever the fuck it is.
This is how they should have, like, in my opinion, how they should have started the movie. And this would have added maybe like 10 more minutes to the movie.
This is
But
how it
all
should have
the.
started, not this is how it should have ended.
So, like, First of all, they should have done the scene where the mom goes to the psych ward, right?
Yeah, they needed
It,
to
yeah.
do something with that. It was just like it was like in Halloween 4 when it's just like, oh, you know, your mum's just like died and that's it or whatever. Like, you know, it's like,
Yeah.
what?
And then they should have had a scene where, like, you know, the head of the or I don't know, the little bitch or whatever from the, what's his name? Madsen or whatever his name is. Like went to the wherever they stored the Chucky doll, you know, the at the fucking and bribed the guy would be like, hey, dude, I'll pay you $100,000 right now to give me that doll.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You
Yeah.
know, because then like, oh, I got lost somewhere in the fucking, you know, and behind the, I don't know, in the back or whatever. We don't know what happened to it. So that would have made more sense. Yeah, there was a couple of things in this movie I was kind of like, what?
But yeah, the electricity from the machine when it's putting his new eyeballs in somehow brings Chucky back to life. I
So
mean,
he's now he's Jason Voorhees.
yes, Chucky lives.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so ridiculous. But honestly, like, it's a bit of fun at the end of the
I
day.
mean, it's
I mean,
horror
it's a
too.
movie about a
A
human
living
too,
doll,
infesting a doll.
yeah.
So.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that Jason Voorhees has come back in more ridiculous ways. You know, is there's always something to do with lightning involved. So
Yeah.
why not? And to be honest, like, there's voodoo and stuff involved in this, so
On the
there's a
first one, especially.
supernatural element, so why not? You know,
Fuck it.
I guess so.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were just like, fuck it, whatever, let's just do
Yeah.
it.
Well, then we get a nice little catch up recap from Andy, which is neatly done. You know, in case you haven't seen the first film, he catches you up pretty quickly. Poor kid's been through the ringer.
There's actually more footage. There's cut scenes of that where this is actually longer.
I mean, that's pretty cool, but I think it would have stopped the movie a bit dead in its tracks to start with. That's one of the things about this film. The pacing is just really quite breakneck, you know, from the get-go. It doesn't really
Yeah.
let up, you know. I've got a note here that says that street looks very similar to Haddonfield from the first Halloween. Like, that whole neighborhood that they're in looked very Halloween-esque to me. What do we think about the interior decorating in the house, the pink and blue? The foster home? Yeah.
That was wild. Like, I liked the, I don't know, I like that kind of older style, like that vintage style, but that stuff was crazy. Like, I don't know.
I mean,
I hated those people so much.
I thought that set was gorgeous. Like, it was so cool, and it was just, it was very in the vein of Chucky's sort of outfit as well, the same kind of colors and stuff. Like,
Oh yeah, I didn't even
very,
notice that. Yeah.
very childlike. It felt like almost like a fun house in a way. So it kind of, to me, it really worked with like the whole theme of the movie, with it being like, you know,
The
child's play.
foster home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked great. I thought they did a great job with that set. But I've got a note here that just says all the antiques that they've got around, like, that is not the best place to foster kids.
No,
Yeah.
not at
I've
all.
got
That
this
pissed me off.
priceless heirloom hanging around.
From generations.
Yeah,
Yeah.
generation. I'm gonna
Yeah.
leave it within arm's
Right in front of your
reach of a
face. Yeah.
child.
On a rickety table.
Under,
Yeah.
yeah, like, what the hell? Like, if that was me, I would put it up. You know what I mean? Like, even if I didn't have kids, like, I break shit all. I broke fucking a relish jar earlier, dropped it on my floor.
Yeah, she texts me. She
And
was like,
blamed it on your
I've
cat.
just done this. And I
I
was like, well, you better be ready in 10 minutes for the pod.
was
Make sure
so
you clean that
upset.
shit up right now. Next note here just says, poor kid, when that Goody Eyes doll falls out the closet onto Andy. Like,
Traumatized.
of
I
all the
know, that was
things
so
they could
fucked up. I
have.
was like, oh, that poor kid.
Like, surely they could have just
She's like, oh, I didn't know it was there.
done a sweep of the house. You know, what's the one thing that could trigger this child that you definitely need to not have in the house when he comes home? It's Good Guys doll, but no, that's
I don't think I've
fine.
ever seen a skateboard like laying up like that, you know, in that position ever.
Yeah. I hate, like, oh, man, those foster parents made me so mad.
They did not seem like they should ever be anywhere near any children, really.
Never,
Like,
especially the
why?
dad, man. I just wanted to take him
Is...
out and beat the fuck out of him. I was like,
Are
you
they
know what,
just in it
sir?
for the money or
Well, he was
something?
just
I'm
a
gonna
pissed off
bash
old
your
school dad.
face in. Like, I don't know. I get really mad sometimes because, like, I watch these shows and these movies, and these people just treat kids so bad and so poorly, and
Just
they
old
never,
school.
I know, and they never believe the kid. You know what I
I
mean? Like,
mean, yeah.
and that is, but that is kind of the point of this. We're meant to
I mean,
hate.
I understand.
We're
Yeah, no,
meant
I
to
get
hate
it.
these
Like,
characters. We're meant to be like, why would they believe it? Because that's the whole point of it. You know, we're meant to hate these characters and want for them to be
if one of my
killed.
nieces or my nephew came up to me and said, "Aunt Ashley, the doll came alive and killed that person," I said, "Okay, we're gonna take care of it." Like, I would 100% believe them. I'd be like, "All right, we're gonna burn this motherfucker."
So I have this thing when we do reviews, like who's actually the villain of the story, or like the worst characters, you know? And I wrote Mattson because there's a cut scene to where you know how he uses the phone in the car, where he calls the
Oh,
lady.
I've got a note there that says about that the car phone with the cord. Do you remember them? The cord in the car, like
Yeah,
in
but
the middle.
also he makes two phone calls. They cut out one of them. One
Oh.
of them is to his wife, says I can't make it because I'm running late. The second one is to the 2 week anniversary.
Oh. Sick bastard.
Another character
Yes.
that you want to die, Ash.
Well, he was
So,
already creepy with that call. I knew he was shady.
So I put him as one of the worst characters.
Yeah, 100%. That's so funny. Dude, okay, how did car phones work? Like, I wrote that down on
They were just like
my
cell phones.
note. Were they I was just like, I don't know.
Satellite.
Like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
Car
of course, I
phones.
was poor, so of course we never had
Oh, no.
that.
Yeah, of course, none of us had it, but
But
unless you're
yeah.
like Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
But
that was like a rich people thing to have a
that was a
car phone,
fucking
wasn't
crazy rich person thing.
it?
Like,
Yeah.
there's an episode of
Must be
Seinfeld, speaking
nice.
of Seinfeld, but there is one where like Jerry has a car phone, and I'm like, how the fuck does he have a car phone? Like, he's a comedian. How does he even make enough money for that? Crazy. I remember cell phones, like when they first came out. Remember my dad got a cell phone, and it was like
The big blocks,
big box. Yep.
yeah, the
bricks,
yeah, and
Yeah,
then
man.
the antenna like extends, you pull it up.
It's like, oh yeah, it's a murder weapon.
I know one time, like, he left like one of older cell phone like on his truck and like drove away and came back, and it was still like intact. Those cell phones used to be indestructible back in the day.
Did you see that thing? I mean, I don't know if it's real, but it's just on the internet, so of course it's real. But someone found like a Nokia 3330 that had been like, I don't know,
Yes.
washed up on a beach and it still had like 30% battery or something, like from years
I wouldn't even doubt it. Like, it could be at the bottom of the ocean and still somebody's gonna get a call. That motherfucker was like
indestructible.
so
Jesus.
hilarious.
So eventually Chucky finds his way to Andy,
Which is
which is.
crazy. Okay, like, hold up.
Listen, people could
First
just
of
call
all,
up and find
why?
out sensitive
How?
information.
Who?
I
It
mean,
was a
I'm
dream.
in.
Well,
Well, they cut out that scene too.
she's a
But it's
fucking
in the
foster
briefcase.
person. She needs to like verify that information, have them come in, needs to like talk to the police and be like, is this person really, like, give them like where Andy's location is. I was just like, this is insane.
He just calls up and says, I'm his uncle. Well, why is un with his
Right.
uncle then, if he's
Yeah,
family?
exactly. Like, why didn't you guys look for next of kin or whatever?
It's just crazy that like the toy factory like had all of his information already. So like
Oh,
they
that
knew,
too. Yeah,
yeah, so
that
they knew
too.
Andy where he was at, they knew how to contact him. All because of, you know, they didn't want to get sued and all that shit. So he had all the files in
Convenient.
his briefcase, yeah, when he gets to the car. Like, boom, here you go, Chucky. Just look through the shit.
That's so funny, but that's okay.
So yeah, he makes it to the house. And then he comes across Tommy, and it's so funny the way he just bashes up the other good guy's
He's
dog,
all pissed, yeah.
buries him in the backyard. Great scene, like so good. But yeah, poor Andy's now getting blamed for everything about breaking the statue.
Yeah, tying himself up and putting a sock in his mouth. I
Oh.
was like, why didn't you guys investigate that just a little bit more? Because like a child could not just tie themselves up
Well,
and stick a.
they thought it was Kyle, right?
Yeah, because remember
Well,
she
then
snuck
why didn't
in.
Kyle investigate that more? Be like,
Maybe
Is
she
it
was
haunted?
stoned coming back in or something, and she was just like, oh,
Oh
whatever.
man,
She
it's
came back
just
from a
wild
party. She didn't give
shit.
a shit.
Yeah.
She's like, just don't blame me for it.
And that scene where he says to Kyle, do you want to hear me say your name backwards? Alex Vincent actually improv that. Well, that was
Oh, I
cool.
didn't know that.
A cool line that I've wrote down. You've seen dolls pee, this one bleeds.
Yeah.
What? I remember that doll that peed. That was crazy. You could feed dolls back in the day, and then they had the one dolls that like were like chopping kids' fingers off or something because they like stick your finger in because you could like feed it, right? And it would like
Oh.
open, and then you would take out the spoon or whatever. But I guess kids were putting their finger in there, and it was like chomping on their finger. I don't know. They had always had like those weirdest dolls back in the
I bet you
day.
there would have been like there's one little boy that stuck something else in
I was gonna,
there.
yeah, I didn't want to go there, but you did. That's fine.
Oh.
Could have been a lot
Oh,
worse than a
shit.
finger.
That's so funny. That would be crazy to see a doll bleed though, like that. I would be like,
Yeah.
demon, get it out of here.
Out the window.
Do we have any more bits about the story to talk about, or can we dive into highlights? I mean, I've jumped around all over the place, but that's all
Yeah,
the
it's
notes
just.
I had for it.
That's really just the story. I mean, there's not.
Yeah, there's
I
not
mean,
much going
like,
on here.
yeah.
So, highlights, top of the list for me, I've got the score. I
Great.
think the music in this is so good. Like, Graham Revell did the music. And apparently, it was his first proper movie score, like orchestral movie score. And it's just so good. He said that he was trying to emulate Danny Elfman, which I can definitely see.
Okay.
But it just
I think everybody should do that.
creates such a unique atmosphere. And it's a really iconic horror theme as well. Like, this is the theme that stuck throughout the entire franchise. It became like the Chucky music, which never really happens with the sequel. It's always the first movie that sort of establishes that theme going forward. But that's something that actually, Ashby, we didn't touch on with the first film. We didn't talk about the music at all.
Oh
But
yeah.
I really liked the score in the first one. It's very different than this one. It's a lot more creepy and dark. But I feel like they both fit the types of movies perfectly. John Renzinetti did the score in the first one. He also did Frankenhooker.
Oh,
I haven't
sweet.
seen that.
My co-host loves that movie.
I think you'd love Frankenhooker, Ash.
It's funny.
I feel like I would too, just from what I've
It's so
seen from it.
ridiculous.
But I just haven't watched it yet.
It's a
But
good
yeah,
watch.
I thought the music was great. Did you guys enjoy it?
yes, I did. I liked it a
Thumbs
lot.
up. Yeah.
Another highlight for me is the cinematography. I think
Well,
it's
yeah.
so good. Like, why don't movies look like this anymore?
That was one of my
Like,
definitely one of my highest highlights.
like the colors are so vibrant and it's all shot so perfectly with those wide angles. Like, it's amazing. Like, those just the maxed out wide angle lenses, they just make every environment feel like huge, like a child, you know, through their eyes. There's one that really stood out to me, and that's this. There's a scene where Nandi's on a swing and Kyle's in the foreground doing like gardening or whatever. And I don't know, there's just something about that scene where you just feel like you're in it, if that makes any sense. I don't know, it's kind of,
Right.
it was a really gorgeous scene that I thought this movie looks great. And yeah, why can't all movies look like this? It's just, it's crazy how like modern stuff just doesn't have that feel anymore, you know, like the whole wide angle stuff. And yeah, I loved it. Did you guys like the look of this movie?
I did. I liked it a lot. I thought it was really fun. I don't, it was just good looking too, like I do like that idea though of seeing it from like the kid's perspective
Perspective.
or the doll's perspective. Like that's so sick.
It was a really good idea, and to be honest, I think it worked really well in this. And stylistically, it does look very different from the first film and feels a lot different, but it
Right.
kind of it worked. And I think it not only did like the score, it sort of established that musical theme going forward, but I feel like the look of this film also set the sort of tone and the look for the movies going forward, really. I also really love the set design in this. I think that, you know, the factory and all the
Oh, I love the
machines,
factory. the factory is sick.
Oh
So
my
great.
God. It's just like it's such a liminal, I'm obsessed with liminal spaces. It's like a back room. It was so
I
uncomfortable,
thought
but like
it
awesome at the
felt
same
like
time.
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory or something. Like
That's very liminal too.
because
That's so
it
awesome.
has that subversiveness where it's like it's meant to be a joyful, happy place, you know. Well, I mean, it's a factory, it's not meant to be like that, but the way that they've done it in this with the colors and everything, it looks like a kid's playground or something, you
I
know,
love it.
and subverting it with that and some horrific shit going on. I just love that. It's a really interesting way to do things, and it worked really well. And I've already mentioned the Foster House. I thought that looked really good. I loved
His room was really
all of that.
cool.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was.
and all sort of like the vintage toys that they had placed around and stuff. It really worked because it wasn't even like 90s toys or anything like that or 80s toys. It was just really old looking, which added to like the creepiness of the place as well, you know.
It was like all their toys from when they were kids.
Practical effects, obviously we've got to talk about that. I mean, the animatronics of Chucky in this is absolutely incredible. Like I it's hard to just imagine how they actually did this, and it looks so good even to this day.
Oh yeah,
But
no, totally.
you know, you look at some of the films that come out now and they try and do stuff like that, or they just throw CGI in there, and it doesn't work, you know.
I hate
And
CGI.
there was just a love for the craft back then, and it really shines, you know. But yeah, his the puppet work in this was just off the scale, and the way that they made him talk, all the facial expressions and all that, it's just so good. It looks amazing. Script is great as well. I like how funny it is. I mean, obviously there's some great one-liners from Chucky in this, and some funny dialogue from other characters as well. So it was a good script. You guys have any other highlights you want
I liked the violence. I liked the
to
kills. I liked the dynamic between Kyle and Andy. I thought they were really cute because, you know, like Kyle can, I know they always try to make these girls like, oh, they have such a bad life, or they're like so, or they're such bad girls, is what I'm trying to say.
She was
Like,
like a classic, like late
it's just like,
80s bad girl, wasn't she? Where it was
right.
like,
And it's just like
yeah,
they
he wears
blame
black
her.
and smokes. Like,
Yeah, they like blame her for like all this stuff, and it's just like, no, dude, like she's still a child. Like you should blame the adults in her life for the way that she's turned out, not herself, you know. Like if she's out doing all this crazy stuff, like that's on you guys, not on her. But anyways, so you know, she just, I felt like she really had that big sister vibe to her, you know, taking care of Andy and saving him, and just like she just wanted to make sure that he was safe when nobody else ever like made sure she was safe. So
it's
I
also
like
cool they
that
became like
dynamic.
lifelong friends after that too.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah,
That's awesome.
but yeah, they had a really good dynamic. I think it really worked, you know, putting them two together. And you're invested in them, you know, as characters. You liked them, you know, you wanted them. It's funny, really, because with these Chucky films, like it's kind of like any other slasher where you're rooting for the villain, obviously, because we love to see them kill. But with Chucky, because he's not a silent killer like Michael or Jason, and you know, like he's got that personality. It's like Freddy, really. You know, he's funny. We're rooting for him as well, you know, because we love his personality. So it's quite rare to find that you'll get a final girl or a final boy that you're rooting for also, you know. Yeah, they were great in this. Should we talk about favorite scenes then? I mean, mine's got to be the whole finale and the toy
I was gonna
factory,
say
I think.
yeah,
Like,
that's gonna be mine too, yeah.
just the whole sequence is just really well done. Just so many things going on, and when Chucky like crashes out when he can't transfer his soul into Andy, because
He's all pissed,
he
yeah.
realizes he's trapped in the doll, and it's such a great moment.
Loved it.
And there's really good gore with Chucky, like, because that's pretty much the only proper gore we see, doll gore, where he rips his hand off in the machine. and it looks so good. And like, I don't know about you, but I wince over that. Why am I wincing over doll
Over a
girl?
doll, I know.
It's just kind of like, oh, he's like ripping his arm off, and it's like, well, no, it's a doll. Why am I wincing? But I think it's because of Brad Dourif's amazing voice acting, like
Yeah.
the way he sells it. Like he really, it sounds like he's getting his hand ripped off, and also the brilliant practical effects. You know, it's just so good.
Wonderful. And it's like the most, like, I think that Chucky's like looked more badass, you know? Like when he puts the blade in his arm.
Yeah,
Like that's
it's
so
a
cool.
nice touch, that, isn't it? And that's become iconic as well. Like a lot of the merch you see is
Yeah, I have
him.
one of the little toys right behind me over there.
The blade in, yeah, the way
Yeah.
he just shoves it in the stump.
It's
Like he
screaming.
didn't
Yeah.
need to do that. Do you know what I mean? But like
Really has a knife, yeah.
it
Yeah.
made sense, I guess, you know. It's
Double the kills.
very practical, yeah. Why not? The factory worker kill with the doll eyes in that scene is
That's my
very,
favorite kill.
very
About
cool.
the
It's just so ridiculous.
It's so great. I loved it so much. I was like, when I first saw that doll, like that particular scene in the beginning, I was like, okay, there's gonna be a cool death somewhere with the eyeballs coming in. And I was like, yes. My other favorite death was the foster dad, even though that was a ridiculous
Yes.
death. But yes,
Yeah.
I liked that
Yes.
death.
How's it hanging, Phil? Yeah,
Yep.
I like that
But
one as
the
well.
funny thing about the factory kill too is like not only did he kill him with the eyeballs, but he also tied him up at some point and like, you know, attached him to the machine so he's like dangling and shit. So he was like, he's such an asshole. He like
He just takes so much joy in killing, and you know, you gotta
yeah.
respect the game, you know.
Yeah.
He's passionate.
He found his joy in life.
Yeah, he loves that shit. And there's a great moment in this scene where Kyle returns the middle finger that Chucky gave her on the back of the truck earlier on, which is a great moment. There's just something that's so funny, isn't there, about when Chucky flips someone off. I don't know what it
It's
is,
so funny.
but it's just those
It
little
gets so
stumpy
unbelievable.
fingers, and
Yeah.
it's just hilarious. I don't know. I think it's my favorite middle finger, like just a Chucky middle
That's
finger.
hilarious.
It also reminds me of like the first movie where like the lady's like, "Oh, that's an ugly doll." He's all, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant moment. But yeah, he meets his demise in the factory scene, and he gets molten plastic
Annihilated.
poured all
Yeah.
over him and then blown up with air.
I
It's just insane.
laugh so hard when he's like trying to crawl towards him.
Yeah, just looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or something, or like mixed with like Tar Man or something from what's that film, Return of the Living Dead, is it? Or oh, which one is it?
Return of the Living
Yeah. But yeah, it's again amazing practical effects. It's so fucking
Dead.
good. You just can't beat it. You know, it's just there's just
But
something
I heard all that
so.
was a night like the animatronics was a nightmare to do though. That's what I heard.
Oh, I bet. Like, I can't even
I
imagine
bet,
how you could
yeah.
work with that because it looked wet. It looked like
There was like
real.
six people on or eight people on like just to do like that one thing.
Insane. There's just something so tangible about practical effects, and you feel like it's real when it's on screen. Like you're
Yeah.
watching something that is real and tangible. You know, this is why I really have a bugbear with CGI, because as
Right.
soon as something CGI pops on screen, it takes you out of the movie because you're just like, oh, it's CGI. You know, you
I
just
hate
know. It's yeah, it's
And CGI is just getting worse.
yeah, we're
That's
devolving
because
the
it's cheaper.
CGI. Yeah, it is,
Yeah.
yeah. That's it.
When he's walking towards the camera, it's even like kind of terrifying because like it shouldn't look that good, you
I
know?
know. I know, dude. It's insane. I mean, that's my favorite sequence in the film is the Miss Kettlebell sequence, like because like he uses a pump, like a bicycle pump to stab her with when he comes out of the closet, and then just that scene where he's walking over to her and the music starts playing, and just the look of shock and terror on her face, like she really sold it, and then he just beats her to death with that ruler.
With the
It's
ruler,
obviously off frame, which
yeah.
isn't great, but it's a little bit psycho-esque, so we'll
Doesn't he say like
roll with
school's
it.
back in session or something like that? Is that
Yeah,
what he says?
something like that. Some great one-liner. But yeah, that's
Yeah.
it, just that scene where he's walking towards the camera with the ruler, like it just looks real. It's like
It's incredible.
fucking hell. Apparently, it took an entire day to shoot just that scene of him stepping out of the closet with the ruler.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it paid off because it is just such a great moment. I mean, the kills in general aren't. They're not the best and they're not the most memorable, I don't think. And they're quite light on the gore.
Yeah.
But I like how they're all very childlike. And that, they've committed to that whole theme of, killing people with a ruler or, doll's eyes or whatever. So I
Yeah.
like that. I like the social worker kill. That was really good. When he comes to life and he says, "Isn't it amazing?" And then he stabs her repeatedly, and then she falls onto a photocopier. That's great.
That
Classic. Obviously,
was good.
Phil's kill was good. How's it hanging, Phil? I can't think of many others. Obviously, there's a plastic bag in the car. But yeah, I think I can't, th unless I'm missing some kills, I think that's pretty much
It's not a
all. Oh, the
lot, yeah.
mother, we don't see the mother, the foster mother get killed, but it's just like a reveal where she's in the chair.
Sewing machine.
Favorite characters. So obviously, it goes without saying, Chucky is my favorite character in all of these. But he's particularly good in this film because he's given more to do. We see so much more of him in this film than Child's Play One. From the start of the film to the end, he's in the whole thing, full Chucky fest, and he becomes more human as well and more angry and evil in this, and it's just so good to watch Brad Dourif just have fun with it. The way I love the moment in this film when all those boxes of dolls like fall on him and he just screams, "What the hell?" Just his performance in this is just so good, so good. So obviously Chucky is the best character. But mentioned earlier, Kyle and Andy, very good in this also. Kyle was cool.
Yes, they were great.
And yeah, Andy was good again.
He's such a
Think
good act. He was such a good actor as a kid. Holy shit, man.
yeah.
Yeah.
I think
He
his
made a
performance.
joke about how Elijah Wood kept stealing his jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he was good. I think his performance in the first film was slightly better, which is weird because he was a lot younger.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was good in this. Kyle was cool. I do want to mention for Ryan, the foster mum is the nurse in American Werewolf in London. He's got
Who
the
is
hot
she?
he's got the hots for her in that movie. And did you notice the teacher? Did you recognize the teacher, Ash? She
I don't think you've taken what is it?
I
Sparkle motion
sometimes I doubt your
seriously.
commitment to
Yeah,
sparkle
sometimes I
motion.
don't take
Yeah.
commitment to sparkle motion.
Donnie Darko.
So
Yeah.
I was like, is that who I think it is? I was looking at
Yes.
it and I was like, even when she was young, she looked old.
I know. What was it with people back in like the 80s looking old when they were like 20? Like, what was going on? They
They
always
didn't drink
just
enough
looked old.
water.
Or smoke enough weed. Who knows?
I feel like
I
they
blame
smoked
cigarettes.
too many cigarettes, drank too much
Yeah.
coffee, and didn't drink enough water or eat enough vegetables.
Pretty much everything I'm doing now.
Yeah, me too.
I
No, I'm just kidding. I try to drink water at
don't
least.
smoke though.
Yeah, I don't smoke cigarettes either.
Do we have any more highlights we want to talk about before we go on to lowlights?
No, I think I covered it.
I'm good.
So lowlights then. I mean, I don't really have many.
I don't really either.
This isn't really a lowlight, and I've mentioned it before, but it's a very different looking movie, different tone to the first one. Like this is bright and slick, and the first one's gloomy and gritty. The first one almost felt like a indie action flick at times. I don't know if that's the correct term, but this one kind of feels almost like Goosebumps or something rather than a horror movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a very different film to the first one with the pacing as well. It doesn't waste any time. There's no build up or mystique around Chucky being alive. This one, he's come
Straight to
to
the point.
life straight away. You know, his killing start from the get go, and pace doesn't let up. It's a bit too short. Like, it's hour and a half, and I mean, you know me, I love short films, but this felt even shorter than hour and a half. It kind of goes by really quickly, and it's wrapped up very quickly as well. Like, the ending feels very abrupt.
Yeah, it's
Like,
weird they just walk out.
where are we going? I have no idea. The end. Like, it's almost like a
Okay.
Universal Monsters film. The end. Yeah, it's like,
The
okay, like that's it, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I guess I could pick at the directing. Like, I don't think it's the best. I think the directing is better in the first one.
Yeah.
And it's not really scary. It's
Not at all.
more funny, which is the theme going forward now, really, with these films. But yeah, I don't really have many lowlights. That's just me
Yeah, I don't either.
really, really
So
digging.
mine is just the okay, besides, so like everything leading up to the teacher dying, I think the teacher's death was pretty silly, with the fucking ruler. I think what they should have done to make it a little more gruesome, he should have just like maybe beat her a couple times and then like shoved the ruler down her throat.
Oh, that's great. I like
You know,
that.
like
I like that a lot.
that would
Yeah, I
have
like
made
that
it way
too.
more brutal. And then like break it off or something, like, so like she's like stuck in there.
Yeah, they could have done something really gnarly with that. Yeah, because really, I don't think you could get beat to death with a ruler, especially by a doll. Like, you'd get hurt a little bit, like it would kind of sting, but that would be
Maybe
it.
knocked out or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to shove it in an orifice, wouldn't you, to do some damage?
It was probably because of rating, you know, the ratings in the theater.
Yeah, I think something, I mean, I'll get into this as we go along the franchise because I need to dig into it and find out the facts. But there's something to do with the rights. It's kind of similar to Friday 13th and Scream, where Ghostface and Scream are owned by different companies, and Friday 13th and Jason Voorhees are owned by different companies. This was the case with Chucky and Child's Play. And I think at some point, the company that owned the title or whatever wanted it to go in a more, not family friendly direction, but they wanted to
Oh
tone
no.
down a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, imagine, yeah, ruler in the ear or something like that. That would have been good.
Or more with the pump, you know what I mean? Like,
More with the
like
pump, pump it
pump her
up.
eyeball or something, you know?
Yeah, like stick it in her, yeah, like in her head and just like
Stick it in her.
fucking
Because, yeah, I
stick
don't know, something more
it up
creative.
here, yeah.
But I mean, Chucky gets wild with the kills as it goes on. We will
I'm
see some
excited.
gore, don't you worry, especially in the TV show. Like, some crazy shit. But yeah, do you have any more lowlights? Or is that
Nope,
kind of
I
it?
don't.
No, I think that's like the biggest thing I had was just the how the teacher died, but that's it for me.
Sweet. Are we ready to do overall thoughts then?
I think so.
David, you want to go first?
This is obviously a classic, you know. It's a good runner-up or a sequel to the first one. Obviously, they went into a different direction, as far as it, you know, being a little more toned down, not scary at all. But Chucky is now more of a presence, you know, which is great, because we all love Chucky for a reason. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. It was just a fun movie, especially the factory scenes were awesome. Loved it.
What about you, Ash?
I'm still fucking afraid of dolls, so I still get creeped out by Chucky, especially like watching the behind the scenes, like that animatronics was fucking terrifying. But overall, I really enjoyed this movie. I would definitely watch it again.
True
Really fun.
classic never goes out of style.
Amazing.
Scared the fuck out of me. Yeah, I couldn't hear. Oh, it's so creepy. Yeah, I'm not. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I had a good time. Definitely watch it again. I'm excited for the rest of the series, so that's fun.
Oh, I'm excited for the new one that's going to come out in the next couple of years.
Oh, hell yeah. For me, I love this movie. Incredible score, incredible looking film, incredible special effects. It's got fun characters, fun kills, and it's very entertaining and a very solid sequel. They took a in different direction, but I think it paid off. You know, We see the Chucky that we know and love come to life in this, and it's one of the best Child's Play movies, in my opinion. I don't think it's my favorite, though. I think I might wait to reveal my favorite, which may be a hot take. But
Sounds like it.
it's pretty fucking close to the first one. Like, it may edge above the first one with another couple of rewatches, maybe. But for now, my ranking goes one, then two.
Yeah,
Okay.
me too. So
Yeah,
far.
same here.
Awesome. Yeah, I think we should wrap it up then. So, David, thank you so much for joining us for the
Yes,
episode.
thank you.
This was a lot of
Yeah,
fun.
appreciate it.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Where can people find you online?
We are Beyond the Underscore Ether on Instagram. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Beyond the Ether podcast. And my personal Instagram account is Cali underscore DTO, like California. So Cali underscore DTO. That's it. Cool.
Awesome. Go follow David. Next episode, we're going to be talking about the sequel, Child's Play 3. So check that movie out and come back
Lots
to
to talk
listen to
about
us.
there. Hello.
All right. We want to give a howl out to our wonderful Patreon supporters.
Always ready to
Ryan,
howl.
Ryan, Wade, Francesco, Nicole, Paul, Elliot, Bill, Josh, Guy, and our producer Kyle. Thank you all so much for your
Yes.
support. It means the world to us. You can go and support the pod too. For only $1 a month, you get access to all of our bonus content. So go head over there and support the pod. Enjoy all of that stuff. As always, you can find all of our links at horrorhomeschool.com, links to where you can listen to the show, our merch, the Patreon, and our socials. Personal social media stuff, you can follow me on Instagram at Chris J. Wakefield.
Me underscore Babraham Lincoln underscore.
We will be back soon with another episode. And remember, I'm gonna get you fuckers!